Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready to be shocked?
Shock, bro.
It's not like this is discussed in open company, so we can only imagine how people feel about it. I mean, like, guess if they use it.
Yeah.
But it is a billion-dollar industry.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty popular. Despite that, the majority of Americans have this to say about it. Even though, based on these numbers, those same people would have to be using it.
Yeah, you know what you would think.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Tommy!
Yeah, buddy.
In front of us, we have a very interesting poll done by the Pew Research Institute. Tops in their fields. What Americans consider immoral.
Oh.
And they asked about a bunch of stuff. For example, 90% of Americans believe a married person having an affair is morally wrong. On the other side, 96% of Americans have no moral objection to eating meat.
Okay.
Okay? 64% of Americans think the death penalty is morally acceptable. And most of these topics fall the way you think Except for one.
Yeah, what's that?
When asked if watching pornography was morally wrong, 52% of Americans said yes.
Ooh.
The majority of Americans, according to this poll, say viewing porn is immoral.
Moral.
But they're not saying they don't do it.
They just say it's immoral.
And by anybody.
Yes.
Anybody looking at porn.
The question was, is viewing pornography morally wrong? And 52% of Americans said yes. Are you guys surprised by this?
Yeah, this day and age, I think that number would be down.
Kimmy, are you surprised?
I mean, to his point, I think that people have become more accepting of it and understanding. But it doesn't surprise me that much because I think a lot of people that do watch it still think it's wrong, morally wrong. It doesn't necessarily mean you don't watch it. It's just saying I watch it and I feel shame.
Okay, so... You sound like an immigrant.
Oh, shame.
I watch this and I feel shame. Sounds like every Eastern European hockey player, they scored the puck, I feel shame.
Because even you guys have said some of the stuff that, the roads you have gone down in pornography have made you feel funny.
You are making this so much worse than it actually is.
Really,
when you say it like that.
When you say that out loud, then you would kind of fall into that category.
No, there's a difference between disappointed in myself and immorality.
Yes. Is there? I don't know.
All right. So the one thing that sucks about this study
is
they don't go deeper into specific topics. We don't know why people would think watching pornography is immoral. And if you throw the reasons out, people could consider it immoral. I mean, most people are doing it behind their partner's back. There's a morality thing.
Yeah.
It's a sex act outside of reproduction on film. The religious folks would find that immoral. And then you have other religious reasons. To the folks that are listening, who think watching porn is immoral, not right or wrong, but immoral, what about it makes you feel that way? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Do you view watching porn, Tommy, as immoral?
No, I think it's healthy.
Okay. But can it be healthy and immoral at the same time?
My moralities are a little low.
What? So. You?
Yeah, me.
Come on.
Yeah, I've been I'm an old tugger, son. I was tugging since the 70s.
So in your opinion, watching pornography is not immoral?
No, it's been a part of my life practically my whole life.
Kimmy?
Till I aged out of the game.
Kimmy?
My hand couldn't take it no more.
Stop that.
I can't do it, but I got the carpal tunnels.
I would actually think that would help with what you're trying to do.
No, it don't.
Just put it down there.
Well, somebody got to help me.
No. Kimmy?
Yeah.
Is watching pornography immoral?
The only reason I would argue against it in some cases is more, it has more to do with the people involved in pornography. And if they chose to do that on their own.
Okay.
And they're being fairly compensated and not taken advantage of.
They got a
of.
Good union and a, you know,
yeah.
a good plan.
Are you talking about Local 69?
Yeah.
I'm more the only reason why I could see people making an argument against it is like people maybe like younger women especially may be taken advantage of in these situations.
Okay. All right. But all right. I get what you're saying there. Outside of the production of the pornography.
But outside of production, if everything's like above board, I don't see an issue with it.
All okay. these girls are over 18 and very happy.
All right. So, Kimmy, would you say that a man watching pornography behind his wife's back is moral?
I kind of assumed most men did.
Okay. But, I mean, just because a lot of people do things, I mean, a lot of people speed, doesn't mean it's a moral thing to do.
I don't do the both at the same time.
Although we both have. Yeah.
No, I think it's like your own kind of private, personal business.
Okay.
I don't know.
And I want to be clear, because I understand that the word morality is a loaded word.
Oh, sure.
Right? This study is not, should people be banned from watching porn? The study is asking
how it's viewed.
Yes, do you see it as moral or immoral? So here's where it gets really interesting.
What happened?
Again, 252 WCMF. There is a study done by the Pew Research Institute asking Americans what they see as moral or immoral. And one of those questions was, do you see watching pornography as morally wrong? Where 52% of Americans said yes, they did. There is a separate poll we have here. And that poll is how many Americans admit to watching porn. It is a different study done by a different group, so it's not perfect.
All right.
But this study says that 61% of Americans admit to watching porn.
And 61?
61. And as we know, it's way higher because it's an admit or not
sure.
admit, right? But if we use 61 as this number, it means around 10% of the porn-watching public fully admit watching pornography to them is immoral, but they do it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Is that strange to you guys?
No. Because I remember like at one time when the cable companies, you had to pay pay-per-view porn and all that, that the biggest customer base for like Time Warner and those groups was the Bible Belt.
Okay.
Because they could see it, who was purchasing porn. So the religious areas that were against it were the ones that were sitting in the closet watching this.
All right, but I don't know why you'd watch it in the closet. Like you're going to hit your hand on the door.
Well, I don't want Jesus coming in my closet and watching me.
All right, but now we're going to have an even more complicated situation, right? Because, you know, you're using Bible Belt assuming that everybody that yells pornography is bad thinks it is actually immoral.
Well,
I think they do.
I mean, look, well, here's the thing. They say they do.
Yeah.
Those same people, let's just use, like, preachers we've seen get in trouble for other things,
sure.
right? Let's, you know, talk about, like, thieving and embezzlement and stuff like that. That is immoral.
Yeah.
They rail against thievery. It's one of the commandments, but a lot of them get caught taken.
They get busted, for sure.
I mean, like, I always wonder, do those people actually believe what they are saying is immoral is immoral? Because those people could be shouting, this is immoral, although, and then at the same time believing it's not. They're just, you know, doing an act to make a little bit of money.
But I mean, like, when I look at pornography, like, we're human beings. We're curious, right?
Okay.
And this is part of our curiosities, our sexuality.
Okay.
You want to look at this stuff, and it stimulates you. So, I mean, I don't get the problem with it personally.
Okay, but none of those things makes it moral, right?
Well, you're fighting a natural urge.
All right. Is wrong and immoral the same thing? Can something be moral and wrong? And can something be right and immoral?
What?
Let me throw out a situation for you. All right, let me throw out a situation. Let's say your kid is looking for a job, and it's a highly competitive job, right? Very, you know, there's a lot of people that want it. You really got to stand out. And it turns out you have a friend that can give them a leg up.
Okay.
And you reach out to that friend, and you help your kid get that job.
To the top of the list.
I would argue that is immoral, but it's not the wrong thing to do. Do you understand what I'm saying?
All right. All
I don't know if everything that is immoral is wrong, and I don't know that if everything that is right is moral.
Well, then you can go down the road as being competitive wrong.
Yeah. I see that as more of a competitive advantage.
Okay, but I would say being competitive is not wrong.
Yes, it is. To me,
okay,
if you go by that standard, because like I'm
trying to get ahead of people.
I'm trying to take something that we both want this.
Yeah.
Only one of us can have it.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's where the competition comes in.
Absolutely.
I take it. Your kid doesn't eat.
Okay.
My kid eats.
So that's immoral. But I wouldn't say it's wrong.
I wouldn't even say it's immoral. That's just how the world works.
Okay, but you just admitted that your level of morality is skewed based on the life that you've lived.
Super low.
I'm a
lone low wolf.
Wait, what kind of wolf?
A lone low wolf.
252 WCMF. We got Instagram messages coming in. Duffy on WCMF. Easiest way to get us. Eric writes, Not only do I watch porn, I make it. That sounds like the Hair Club for Men. I'm also a customer.
I work from home.
He goes on, I'm tired of sanctimonious, hypocritical dumbasses who raise themselves over everyone else. I mean, Eric, I get what you're saying.
I mean, that's just as believe.
But and here's the thing. Again, like 10% of the people who would admit that it is immoral are also using it. Yeah. I think there can be a fight within yourself.
Oh, absolutely. Right? You could struggle with your own morality.
And right? It's not just pornography. I mean, there are things we do every day that we feel are immoral, but we do them anyway because they bring us joy. It's something we have to do. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I get where you're coming from. I get the frustration, but I don't know if someone thinking pornography is immoral and using it at the same time, does that make him a hypocrite?
Kind of.
It would make you a hypocrite if you don't think other people should
do
it.
Yeah, if you push your morality into other people. And I'll give you an example. He's a gospel singer. I may have his name. Kirk Franklin?
Kirk Franklin of the New Nation. Kirk Franklin of the New Nation!
And he was one of those new age guys, and he's super popular, sells out arenas. He admitted to a porn addiction, and at one point, he gathered up all his porn in his Bentley, went to a dumpster, and threw it out. Mm-hmm. An hour later, he got back in his Bentley, drove back to that same dumpster, crawled into the dumpster, grabbed all his pornography back. That's his story.
Yep.
And he is up, selling 20,000 people singing the gospel, man.
Yeah.
And he, he struggled. That's a hypocrite.
But he also admitted to having that.
He did.
I mean, is that a hypocrite?
But you're up singing the gospel.
Yes.
And then telling people you got to do good and filling your pockets with this with your gospel.
Yeah.
And then still doing this.
But I can also respect him telling that story.
Is it a hypocritical thing to say, do as I say, not as I do?
Oh, that's the definition of hypocrite.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I meant, I'm sorry. Do as I say, not as I did, or learn from my past.
As long as you're not
still doing it.
But then again, now it gets into what are you telling me, right?
Yeah.
Because, all right, 252 WCMF. I think we're handling this well, being for as dumb as we are.
Yeah.
Being for as dumb as we are.
Yeah.
We are the stupidest show in America. And we'll keep it rolling with Jeremy. He's on CMF. Hey, Jeremy, how are you, buddy?
I think there are examples of what can be moral and wrong. So right and wrong is usually defined by laws, and morality is usually defined by inner thoughts or inner, whatever you want to call it.
That's good.
So you can steal from a rich man to give to a poor man because he has no food. It's wrong by the eyes of the law, but you're doing something moral, right? You're feeding him. You're making him whole.
Okay.
So because I'm a nerd, I read the participants in the study here. There are 4,000 people throughout the United States, heavily weighted towards the religious aspects of society.
Okay.
Lots of Jewish, lots of Catholics, lot of Christians. So it doesn't surprise me at all that they would say 52% view it as wrong.
Okay. I know about
40% circumcised.
I know about I'm going to regret asking this question. Yeah. I mean, growing up Catholic, I knew that was wrong.
Yeah.
I know just based on what I see on television that the religious right thinks it's wrong, the Christian.
Oh yeah.
Do Jewish folks see pornography as immoral?
I have no idea.
Yeah, right? How has that never come up?
Well, I mean, I guess if you're strict, you may.
But I don't know what they don't believe in a traditional hell.
What's the teaching against?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know where that would fall.
Okay,
right? Because there are lots of things that are hardcore moral for Christian, where you learn, or it's like, oh well, they don't have the same view as we.
All right, okay.
Anyway, I'm going off on a tangent here. All right, so Jeremy, would you yourself define pornography as immoral?
No,
attaboy.
As long as it's adults doing what adults do and everyone's consenting, I don't care.
Okay.
Do whatever you want.
All right.
It's pretty easy for me. So.
All right.
I enjoyed Tommy's serape that it was wearing at the beginning of the show. you look like a 4-year-old wearing his dad's, dress shirt. I want to play dress up and go to work.
Jeremy, right, have a great weekend, buddy. Go Sabres. There goes diehard Sabres fan Jeremy.
I wonder if you ask people, especially with OnlyFans being as popular as it is right now, how many people that actually participate in pornography see it as immoral?
Wait, would that work in it?
Yeah.
You gotta eat.
That's the name of the last film.
Boom.
I stumbled over
it. I wonder how many people struggle with that in their head.
As a job?
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Well, bro... I mean,
because we've had women call in that participate and they want to change their name and they're obviously want to keep It seems like something that they struggle with personally because of other people in their lives.
I get what you're saying, but I think there's also a difference between morality and shame. It's someone else's morality being projected upon you, not that you find it morally wrong.
Yeah.
But to your point, I mean, you know, we use porn as the most extreme example. There are plenty of people that go to their job every day that have a moral issue with what they do.
But they got to eat.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like strippers?
Let's get away from the most extreme example.
Well, I'm trying to think of like...
Let's say you work in finance, right? And your job is to put money in the pocket of someone you know is...
not so great person.
Or making money the wrong way, yeah. Right? Oh, but oh. That is a moral issue. It happens on this show all the time, right? Like, we cover stories where there are things that we have to talk about. And I would be lying if I said there weren't times where... morally, I felt bad for things that were said on this show or takes that I had.
Yeah.
You've never had that shame before?
Not really.
Oh, my God.
I really don't. We used to have, some adult stars come on the show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And some of those women were just, very open, and it was just a gig, you know? Other girls were very shy, demure, and almost ashamed of what they did.
Okay.
And you would get, but it was about 50-50.
I wasn't talking about the adult industry. I get where you're coming from. I'm saying just news stories that we cover.
Oh, I understand.
Discussions that we have and things that get said, and then you learn things later.
But that's the only way you can grow as a person is to talk about this.
You're
stuff.
Not wrong.
If
you're
you
not
live
wrong.
In a closet, you're not going to learn anything.
You're not wrong. But at the same time, you know, with the gig that we have or the gig that everyone else has, you know, what you do affects other people as well. And God forbid, you know, you say something, I have something, we have a take without all the information where somebody's life gets affected in a negative way.
But you don't have control over that.
Well, I do because I could have just not opened my mouth.
Okay, but that's not your job. Your job is to entertain people. Which, we're going to start tomorrow.
Which creates the moral conflict, my friend. Yeah, we are off. Best show we ever did.
All right, we'll do it Thursday.
252 WCMF. Again, if you are just joining us, the Pew Research Institute did a study on what Americans consider immoral, and they asked about a bunch of stuff. Again, 90% of Americans believe a married person having an affair morally wrong. On the other side, 96% of Americans have no moral objection to eating meat, but the one that stood out, the one that didn't line up exactly the way you'd think, 52% of Americans, when asked is watching pornography morally wrong, said yes. Despite that, another study showed that 61% of Americans admit to watching porn, which is low. But if we just use that, that means about 10% of Americans believe porn is morally wrong, but are watching it.
All right.
Dun, 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 dun. It's also kind of funny.
What's that?
To see what other things were viewed as less moral than pornography in this study.
Well, I think drinking, drugs.
Yeah.
Let me put it this way. More Americans, morally, are okay with the death penalty than pornography.
Oh.
34% of Americans think the death penalty is morally wrong, which is about 20% less than pornography. More Americans are okay with homosexuality than porn on a moral basis.
Wait.
The 39% of Americans think homosexuality is immoral, where 48% thinks pornography is immoral. By the way, it's a good thing. Yeah. That 39% right. or 39%... Let me try this again.
That think it's immoral.
Yes. 61% of Americans thinking that homosexuality is moral is a higher number than I expected.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I
assume that would be higher than the...
the homosexual... Well, we're talking the whole country.
Yeah, true.
Whole country. True. But, it is strange to me that more people are okay with homosexuality than they are pornography.
Yeah. I would have thought by now that would have kind of leveled off, but
we're also far more comfortable, morally speaking, spanking children than we are watching porn.
That should be, nobody should be okay with hitting a kid.
That's really shocking too, because you would never do it in public.
No, but again, it's not do you do it, it's do you have a moral objection to it.
Yeah. Only 20. But I feel like you wouldn't do it because you know the way, I don't know. I would just assume more parents were opposed to that.
Yeah.
Only 23% of Americans had a moral objection to spanking a kid. So spanking a kid, okay. Spanking a woman on video, not okay.
Yes.
According to the study. 252 WCMF, let's talk to Ben. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Well, I was doing good.
First off, go Sabres.
Go Sabres.
Second, I had a job where I used to ship alcohol, and I quit that job because I felt like I was contributing to people like Tommy.
Oh, you mean untalented losers?
But it's funny, you call, which causes me to drink.
yeah, I don't know. I didn't want to contribute to people's bad habits. That's why I quit. I just felt like I was, yes, I'm earning a paycheck, but I also felt like I was doing those people a disservice by helping them.
Don't you deliver cheap car parts now?
Yeah.
People need cheap car parts.
Yeah, people need that. That's a necessity. That's fine. But you don't need alcohol.
Right. Ben, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. I mean, think about a bartender, right? You have regulars that you know are ruining their lives walking in every day paying you for a beer. That does have to mess with some folks.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, there's a difference between someone coming in, blowing off steam, having a beer with buddies, and a guy that sits at the bar happy
regular.
Hour. Yeah.
So those people didn't like me.
Nobody likes you. Except for Pete, because he writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. I can only watch videos that the male performer looks like Tommy. Is that wrong or immoral? Yes.
That's
and
disturbing.
Yes.
How do you search for that?
You just, when you get to the Pornhub, just put sad.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, it was announced this week.
What are we getting?
That Pizza Hut is bringing back Book It.
Oh, so I thought they brought this back already.
I saw Book It is back. All right, here's how Book It works.
What's that?
It was the Pizza Hut's way to encourage kids in the early 90s to read during the summertime. So you had to read X amount of books. Your parents had to sign off on it.
I thought your teacher had to sign off I never understood. Like, I could just make up any name, and this Pizza Hut's not going to know my teacher.
You're absolutely right. No, you would bring the thing your parents signed into the teacher. The teacher would then give you gems, remember, to put on.
Is that
like,
what it was? Yeah, thing. I couldn't remember.
And then they would give you a coupon for a free personal pan pizza at Pizza Hut.
Oh, okay.
Dine-in only.
All right.
Yeah. So you would read, you know, X amount of books over the summertime, and you would get a...
Then you cash in.
Yeah, you get a free personal pan pizza out of it, and it was the greatest thing that ever happened to Gen Xers and millennials our entire life.
Is that like the first time you were taught how to lie as a child?
I actually read the books.
You did?
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't hard. We were in like second, third grade. Was so sad how they hopped on Pop. So they're bringing it back for kids now. I guess it starts on May 1st. There is an Instagram page where you can keep track of it. If you are interested for your own kids, go check that out.
This is just for little ones.
Well, they don't really have.
I would guess it's got to just be like up to age 12 or something.
I got it. It says kids pre-K to 6th grade.
Oh, okay.
That's a 12-year-old?
Yeah, something like that. And yeah, you have from June 1st to August 31st to read the amount of books. It doesn't say. And you keep track of it now on an app.
Oh, all right.
So this is awesome. Good for the kids.
Yeah, you gotta learn your reading.
I'm very jealous of them. And if Pizza Hut were smart, they would open this up to adults too.
Jesus
reading
God.
Books?
I don't care if an adult knows how to read.
I'm not kidding, by the way. I'm dead ass serious when I say this. I think everyone could benefit from reading a little bit again.
Everybody reads.
No, you're like an actual book, not like, you know.
Like sitting down with an old school grimy book.
Or on a Kindle, whatever. But like, you know, reading like, you know, a nonfiction book or a novel or whatever. I think a lot of people would also be willing to read for free food right now.
But who's got time? You ain't got no time to read.
And how would you verify that? Because every adult's going to be like, yeah, I read this book.
So are the kids. That's what we did. You just admitted to lying.
Yeah, but you're going to have somebody showing up weekly saying, I read 10 books this week.
You get one pizza like you did when you were a kid. It's not like you got X amount of pizza for every book you read. You got one pizza if you completed the thing. You do it like this.
What's that?
Right? You partner with like a publisher or a book company like Barnes & Noble.
All right.
All right?
Well, yeah.
You have them pay part of the cost, right? And it's just you have a proof of purchase of 3 books that you purchase. Whether or not you read them, whatever. But you purchase the 3 books.
But then you got to go buy the books.
And most guys would buy
those. Which defeats the purpose of getting the free pizza.
I understand.
And even if guys did it, they would buy those books that you don't even read.
Like?
The complete history of battleships. It's like, every page is a goddamn picture of a battleship.
Those books you used to keep by the toilet.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Jeff Foxworthy's. You might be a redneck if.
All right, specific books then, like actual like American classics.
If you read yourself fat over the summer, you might be a literate redneck.
Look, if you told me I had to read three books to get a free pizza over the summer, I would 100%
do it. I'm tapping out, man. That's too much thinking.
I think the blast of nostalgia for millennials and Gen Xers would be enough for them to do it.
Do you think it's would work?
Okay, here's the problem. You'd have to offer up more than a personal pan pizza.
Oh, a beer.
That's not going to fill you up.
You're right.
What are you going to get?
Medium pizza.
Medium pizza?
Medium pizza, dieted only.
Or Michelob.
Only cheese. No alcohol.
A pitcher of beer. Is that going to kill you?
Okay. Listen, this would benefit Pizza Hut as well.
Right.
We have talked about, over the last couple of years, Pizza Hut has been struggling.
Struggling. All right.
Having a hard time keeping locations opening. They're also changing a lot of locations, have changed a lot of locations, from dine-in to delivery only in a lot of spots. If there is one thing that Gen Xers and millennials love, especially right now, it's nostalgia. It would give free, you know, you give them a free medium pizza.
Yeah,
folks are going to spend money on top of that when they go. It's a win-win.
Right.
You get pizza. You get the nostalgia blast. Pizza Hut gets free publicity. They get asses in seats. We all get a little more well-read. Who loses here?
Nobody.
Thank you.
America wins, Pat.
You're making a joke, but we do.
We're literate and full of pepperoni.
Which is the best way to be.
It's literate and full of pepper. This country used to be literate and full of pepperoni.
If I was running for president, I would run on a literate pepperoni stance. Who's going to vote against that other than vegetarians?
Yeah, that's true.
And by the way, no pepperoni. It's just cheese, medium pizza. If you want pepperoni, you got to pay more for the cheese.
Oh, you do?
But it's still a free. I'm just saying. It's
all
still
right.
A free.
Yeah, it's good. All right.
Personal pan pizza. Huh?
Right.
James writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. He says, unfortunately, this relies heavily on the honor system, and very few will take care and take advantage. Yeah, whatever. Free pizza.
Yeah, you learn how to cheat.
Again, Barnes & Noble sells books. Pizza Hut's going to sell you extra stuff on top of the pizza.
Two things that are probably struggling, books and pizza.
And I don't think Pizza Hut ever cared about kids reading. It was just a way to get kids and parents into Pizza Hut, so parents would buy a couple of beers and a pizza.
It was everything as a kid.
Like, let's not think they like Pizza Hut was more noble than they actually were. They were just trying to get our. They were using us as vehicles for our parents to spend money
while we sat in the smoking section.
Yes, we all have emphysema thanks to Pizza Hut and the Book It program, but that's okay because it was fun.
Yeah,
it sucks. My kids never got to do Book It.
Did they have anything similar though? Nothing.
Nope. Like
a reward system of some sort.
I think there's was it Ulickety maybe that would give them free stuff based on the report
card? The yogurt
card?
Joint?
That's still in business.
Yeah, there's one Henrietta.
Is
we're very big fans of Ulickety.
I haven't been to one in a long time.
But yeah, I can't remember if it was them, but yeah, there was an ice cream or a yogurt place. If you brought your report card in and showed them like you got X amount of A's or B's, you would get free stuff for it.
What would happen if you and I walked in with our report card?
Well, they punch you in the face.
With yogurt. They would just like dump it on your head.
Why is that bad?
Get out of here, you dumbass.
I'd be eating it out
You'd
of
have
my
to do the Ulickety walk of shame.
Which I have to do coming out of your mom's house every single night when I get done Ulickety and your mom. All right, Pete has a good solution. As we talk about Pizza Hut bringing back the Book It program for kids pre-K through sixth grade, and I'm arguing it should be for adults as well. Pete says, what about books for kids and community service for adults? Pizza Hut has a lot of places you can volunteer that will verify you actually did it. Free pizza for community service.
Like what
about community service?
Well, let's say you're going to clean up the highway for a little while.
Oh, God. I got to pick up trash and crap.
Do, like the clean sweep thing.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, but that doesn't sound like fun.
That. Yeah, that's why you're getting.
That's backbreaking. It is. Like, picking up trash is hard.
So you don't want to read. You don't want to pick up trash.
No.
But you still want free.
Yes.
Okay.
Where's that program? Just give it to me.
You worked in that program for like 25 plus years.
He still works in that program. He's going home to a free house.
Do nothing and get stuff for free.
What am I getting for free? Besides Social Security.
Your house, your job. You don't work. You get paid for that.
Yeah, that's it. Like three things. Three basic things.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall is back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.